Hello, hello, hello. This is 4 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn and our Love and Sexy amazing show, What is Love with Sasha Sugar, is on. How is everybody doing today? I'm hoping you guys not watching the EuroCup. I know there's a game happening. If you are, so please turn down the volume and put Radio Free Brooklyn on and listen in to our show. As you probably have noticed, the opening track was a little bit electronic, maybe too electronic for me, as I'm a rock girl, usually. And that's not a coincidence. In fact, the theme of our show today is love and internet. Is medium a message or massage? And what this sublime means, we'll find out at the end of the show. But today I'd love to talk about how internet technology and online dating has changed love and relationship. What is digital love? How internet has killed another romanticism of love? Has internet enabled women and men for a high choice of potential soulmates and increase their love life or not? I don't know. Let's find out. I also want to talk about online dating mechanics and the differences between different apps, how we create our profiles, how we interact online with our potential soulmates. Actually, do we even look for soulmates these days? Is it possible, or are we just looking for someone to please our immediate sexual desires? Well, there are so many themes under digital love theme. So I'd love to explore all these questions. And to help do so, I invited two amazing people to the studio of Radio Free Brooklyn. So let me put them on for a sec. Oh, they're on already. So, okay. Thanks, Finbar. Finbar is here to help me out, as always. My guest number one is Dustin Gavin. I actually haven't thought of how I want to introduce you, Dustin. I will keep in secret our relationship with Dustin, but what matters is Dustin has had many very successful relationships that started online. And this is something, wait a sec, Dustin. And this is something that is quite rare, at least from my experience. And going to my experience, there's another guest, Michael, whom I have met online. But I did not invite Michael here to talk about our relationship. I invited Michael to talk about his experience with online dating, as he's had a ton. And not so great is understood. So, anyways, I don't refer to myself, guys. I'm awesome, you know that. So, anyways, please, Dustin and Michael, these are my guests today. And I'll get back to you in 1 second. And also, I am expecting, hoping that you guys will be calling in with your juicy stories or your scary stories or your sex maniac stories or your lame stories. Please call in. Where is the new number? I don't see it. Oh, okay. So it's 718-928-9732. So please tune in. Please call in on Radio Free Brooklyn. And let's talk about digital love.
get in. Forget it, just remember to forget it, 'cause you're gonna get it.
She lets you know, oh, oh.
If you really think you can remember to forget it, then you gotta let it go, so let it.
She will not let you go, oh.
So baby, better go and get ahead of what is better, if she never went ahead and said it.
This was Turquoise. I have no idea what Turquoise is or who Turquoise is, but that was the song Digital Love, which I think has provided a great setup for today's show. All right, so, well, let's start our conversation about digital love. And now I want to address a couple of questions to my guests. Let's just start with, guys, with your overall experience with online dating and how it has improved, has enhanced, has terrified, or has killed your love life. Whoever wants to go first?
I'll go, yeah. Absolutely. I think, you know, like life itself, Sasha, dating online or using social media for dating, I think, has its ups and downs. And there's good and bad that comes from it. Certainly gives you more options today, but maybe that increased amount of options might be affecting our behavior overall, and who knows how that affects our view of love overall, which is, I know, what your show is all about. So for a romantic, hardworking, honest guy like me, it's been a rough road out there because you're, you know, competing so much now. I think at the same time, especially being in New York City with the multiculturalism here, I've been able to meet people I would never possibly have met randomly in a bar from countries all over the world, and that's nice.
Wait, are you saying that bars in New York are segregated?
No, you know, people whose primary language might be Spanish, but their English is decent.
Well, you live in Bushwick, which is a pretty Latino area, and there are a lot of Spanish, so...
Beautiful Spanish.
So you choose not to go to the bar with a lot of Spanish people in them.
Maybe they have their own bars. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I don't want to get... I don't want to say I only go to this type of bar.
So you mentioned that online dating made your search for love or search for dates more competitive. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, just not enough people are matching with me, I think. Maybe not enough,
not enough people of who you match with, or not enough people in general? Maybe there are a lot of people who match with you, but you don't match with them.
I think, you know, I don't know what their perspective is, but it could be something as simple as it says musician in my profile, and they think, oh, God, no, I've never...
Yeah, because they're probably poor.
I'll go with the lawyer instead, or the doctor, or the finance guy.
Whoa.
You know, I don't know.
Really?
Well, I've had.
But why would you want to date a girl or a guy who wants to go out with a lawyer or finance guy if you're not in that, I don't know, category of people?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like I said, I don't know their perspective, but it's just made it more competitive because now you have millions of other people. I mean, you know, the Tinder never really runs out of options on in New York, you know? Never really says, there's no one else nearby, you know? Instead, it says, you've run out of likes for today because you swiped right 80 times in a row and just hoped for the best.
Do you swipe everyone right? I know there are some guys
that only swipe
everybody right, then they wait for the match to happen.
No.
And then they kind of go through all the matches and filter out those who they actually like.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There's also
photo trickery that goes on, for sure, where the first picture is wonderful and from 3 years ago, and then if you don't swipe through to the fifth picture, you don't get the real story.
You have to go through the pictures.
You got to get to that last one.
Okay.
To know the truth.
I've actually just figured that some people, like maybe my mom, who is hopefully listening, she doesn't know what it means, swipe right, swipe left.
Okay.
Do you want to explain?
Yeah, I mean, I used to try the actual dating sites like the Plenty of Fish and the OkCupid and stuff like that. But the ease of Tinder and now Bumble and stuff like that, it becomes almost addicting, like just the ease of that. Like,
So, Mom, if you're listening to me or people how, like my mom, on an online dated app, you get a photo, a profile with a photo, usually sexy abs or a guy with a tiger or a guy in shades or a guy in a gym, and you have an option to either swipe right, meaning you like him, or swipe left, that means that you do not like them. So then if you get a match, basically if the guy or a girl, whoever you look for, likes you back, then that's a match. So, Mom, have any questions? Actually, I've just figured that I have a perfect song that explains what swiping right and left means. Oh. Let me just play a little bit of it. Just, you know, for people like my mom.
The perfect opening. All right, here goes. I think you're smoldering. Did I fuck that up? Did I change your mind? Did I waste my verse on a lousy line? I'm a part looking for a hole, and my heart's a hungry animal. So if I wet your ample appetite, go ahead and swipe me to the right.
I saw your picture and I had to stop. Are you for real or is that Photoshop? That's alright, I'm a doctor too, so flex your arms while I stretch the truth.
I'm a part looking for a hole, and my heart's a hungry animal. So if I whet your ample appetite, go ahead and swipe me to the right.
some fun.
Swap me to the right.
You could be the one.
Swap me to
the right. Let's not jump the gun.
Swap me to the right.
I've worked my tender finger to the bone.
I've used up all the data on my phone.
Please, can we just meet? This heart is hungry. Soon enough I gotta let it eat. Oh baby, baby, please, just name the street. You look so lovely, and I'm running out of battery. Oh baby, baby, please, can we just meet? This heart is hungry. Soon enough I gotta let it eat. Oh baby, baby, please,
my baby, baby, ooh.
All right. I hope you all have enjoyed this quite interesting and quite new song. You see, the Tinder got its own song. Tinder is kind of a deal these days. It's real. Well, Michael and Dustin, going back to you guys. Thanks, Michael, for sharing your negative experience and negative thoughts.
Yeah, what's a positive in the multiculturalism? Don't forget. We're all blending together.
Oh, hey, well, tell me a bit more of your multicultural experiences, then.
Well, I've gotten to visit Venezuela, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic in it without leaving New York City.
So what have you learned from those experiences? Did you get a chance to actually meet them, and these people in person?
Yeah, of course, yeah. No, this is like, I must be on some sort of meeting people from other countries kick this year or something, but and maybe that's a testament to American women, but I'm not going to generalize at all here. But
well, I'm glad I'm not one of those. Okay,
because you know there really are different values and from every culture, and you know some people will see me as trash or something, and somebody else, another one, it's on their treasury, you know.
Wait, so how long do you wait before you meet the person? Like, how much time has to go by before you can actually meet up with the person?
That's a good question.
Took a while. With me and Michael, it was, oh my gosh, I was talking to my roommate, like, what is wrong with this guy? Does he want to meet or he does not? It was, yeah, what's up with you, dude?
We got to talk about us now?
No, we don't have to.
Going back to the options.
But are you always like that with other girls?
No, I think, nowadays you have to, everybody's talking to multiple people at the same time, right? You've got,
whoa.
It's a fact. I mean, like, what, you know, and people almost have to adjust and respect that, because you're making this calculated decision based on all these factors. I mean, you don't want to overthink it or anything, but you're looking at, I am personally looking for the long term, you know, somebody that's going to, I'm a romantic. I want, you know, longevity and everything and love. But you have to, you know, there's so many factors in figuring out, let me go, what's your best option?
But
you know, in your
I feel like
situation?
When you start talking and think about factors, it's not love anymore.
Right.
Like, now it's kind of like economics.
Well,
it's like
say,
a market. It's
say,
a free market. Let's consider this factor. Like, he's a lawyer. He has so this much money. He's tall. He wears a nice suit. His abs are sexy. Like, he has a tiger. Like, is it love?
Well, they say we choose who we love long term, that there's a choice in that, and maybe sort of the love at first sight, wild, passionate, like just natural love might be this short term burst of emotion. And and you know, there's studies on this. At least I've seen an article on Facebook about it. That's
you guys seem very serious about this. I feel like you're attacking this the wrong way.
There you go.
Like, I don't think I think the reason why I've been successful in my online situations is because I treat them like I'm meeting a person. And it's not about, oh my God, I hope you're this height and this weight. It's like, I hope you're interesting. I hope you have a decent conversation. You're obviously kind of cute because I swiped right, which I've only done Tinder once and it was successful. But I just don't understand why you guys are just, this is so scientific. And it's a little bit underwhelming for me.
Just to clarify, I mean, I sort of like go with the flow and let the chips fall where they may, you know. And you're absolutely right. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be, you know.
I'm thinking like you're approaching this like I'm looking for my soulmate, and I really walk into these situations oh shit, you're really cute, and you have interesting conversation. I may want to meet with you. Maybe.
Well, Dustin, maybe you were so lucky with your experiences, but for me, to even get to an interesting conversation, it takes time.
What does your profile look like? What are you saying on there? Do you have anything that piques a person's interest?
For the past 2 weeks, I changed my profile on all apps to, hey guys, I'm Sasha, I'm hosting a radio show on radio, What is Love on Radio for Brooklyn. If you have an interesting story, please call in, please tune in. By the way, please call in on 718-928-9732 to share your experience in online dating. So yeah, I kind of capitalized on this opportunity to promote my show and to find potential storytellers for the show. This past 2 weeks. Until then, I do have a lot written in my Tinder. I never contact people who have nothing in their profiles besides photos. I want a person to be able to say something about themselves. But for me, what I found, and which is interesting, and I'd love to hear more perspectives on this. Sometimes somebody will like you, you have a match, they say hi to you, and I would say hi back, and that's it. I'll actually say hi back and have a question because, you know, to kind of trigger conversation, but they disappear. So to me, it's like, okay, why the beep would you, on the first place, you know, swipe me right and even say hi if you're not capable in pursuing a basic. I'm not talking about, let's talk about philosophy, McLuhan, or let's talk about Donald Trump. No. Like basic human conversation.
So you'll message first.
No. They will say hi to me. I'll say hello. How are you doing?
I was gonna give you a lot of credit for that. A lot of women won't do that. I mean, I don't want to generalize again, but so just saying
no,
hi.
No, but even I say hi back, they will drop. They will not continue. So what's up with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if all they say is hi. There's a thing that pops up on your Tinder when you match with someone, it'll give you a random message, like some advice of what to do, like insert compliment below. Or it'll say, one of them, it says, hey is for horses. Hi, hey, same thing. This is just an inexperienced dater that doesn't have anything to really say, I think.
I mean, it's also like a bit of an ego boost, right? Like, if you keep swiping right, you can make all these matches. It's like, oh my God, I'm on. Like, I'm attractive to other people. So I'm sure a lot of people are just swiping to see, like, how they measure out there among everyone else.
So what would be the kind of, as my friend Bree mentioned today, what would be your digital turn on for you to kind of, besides cute photo, obviously, that's, we already figured it's a given, a cute photo. Yes, guys, cute photo on your Tinder profile is a must. So besides that, what would be a digital turn on for you to engage in a conversation with someone that you never met in your life?
Oh, I'm so not the initiator. I expect people to say something to me, and after they've said something, then it's like, so I'm only for the pictures, and I hope that they have something interesting in their profile. But Tinder is so quick, and you're kind of doing it like through commuting or doing it like as you're bored, that I don't give it much thought, and I'm definitely not going to reach out first to say hello unless you have something really interesting in your profile. Like,
can you recollect what was one of the most or the most interesting phrase or opening statement that you have received on either online dating app or site?
I mean, the phrase that kind of got me in this last, my relationship now was, he asked me about I said I was a filmmaker, and he just asked me about, like, what kind of films do you make? And to me, that was like, oh my God, like, I had three lines in this profile, and you happen to read them. You're somebody I can talk to. Because you're not talking about, like, oh, hey, handsome, or hey, sexy, or let's meet up, or it was...
He probably also asked about your passion. He didn't ask about, oh, what do you do for work?
Yeah.
How do you make money?
Exactly.
He asked you about something that you actually...
He showed some sort of interest. And so for me, it was like, okay, like, we can talk. We can have a conversation.
Michael?
I'm definitely the initiator. I think you kind of have to be. And, you know, and that being said, there's this app called Bumble I was going to mention that somebody told me about. And it's the woman has to message you first.
Oh, wow.
So really haven't gotten any dates off Bumble so far. Really,
okay.
Still waiting on that. But and it's funny because for some reason the women are hotter on Bumble, which is exciting. But then it's also more disappointing when they don't match you.
I can assure you that men are hotter too on Bumbler. Trust me. came across profiles of my three ex-bosses. Like, people from all my jobs, my bosses, I saw them on Bumble. And, of course, I swiped them right, just to make fun of them. But it's interesting that you mentioned Bumble. Okay, guys, who, if you're not sure what Bumble is an online dating app where only women can initiate the conversation to kind of filter out all the sex maniacs and freaks. So I can share my not for successful experience on Bumble. I would initiate because I would obviously like someone. Somebody would like me back. I have 24 hours to initiate that conversation, and I would do that, and not with a simple "Hi, how sexy."
Wait, it gives you a time frame?
24 hours.
Oh wow!
So I would say
very
something
Snapchat.
Nice or witty or cute or whatever, and sometimes the guys would not respond. They would not respond. Which means that they do the same thing they do on Tinder. They just swipe everybody right, and then they kind of filter out the list of matches and select two or three of the list that they want to talk with.
Yeah.
So that's not very empowering for women. That's kind of my libido, everything went down the past couple of months.
Your libido was affected by this.
Yes, I know, it's terrible.
Hey, that's something you have to think about.
You know what, Michael? I was actually thinking, it's funny. I'll try. Do you mind if I try to find our first chat?
I don't mind.
And the line that you wrote to me?
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
dude,
yeah.
Put that out there.
Well, while I'm searching
Non-disclosure agreement.
While I'm searching in the ocean of text messages of Tinder, let me play this awesome track, because, you know, digital love is a game, so what do you think about that? And after song, please call in on Radio Free Brooklyn at 918. Oh, sorry, I was kind of reading my wrong number. Don't call me personally. 718-928-9732.
Maybe they should call.
Maybe. This is your Tinder.
You make my life feel like a video game, rendered in millions of colors. Since I first met you, baby, nothing's the same. And baby, nothing can stop us.
Sorry for that tiny outburst of some other crazy song that I was supposed to be playing. So, going back to initiation of the conversation on Tinder or other online dating apps, I was able to find our first convo with Michael. Yeah, it's kind of bad.
I'm so excited.
All right, guys, ready? So Michael writes to me, "Hi there. Great pics, by the way. Do you model?"
That's terrible.
No.
That is a great question, Mike. I think that's a great way to begin
a meaningful relationship.
I did not say that, don't lie.
I've learned a lot since then.
Did you answer the question? Do you model?
My answer to this. Are you guys ready? Hey, that's a boring pickup line, but thanks. But thanks. I model for my friends only. So I guess I kind of start flirting right there. Well, I kind of model for Dustin sometimes because we just like to do all the weird creative projects together.
You're very tall.
You have really long legs.
Yeah, it was. You had to pick with some
it's
legs.
It's not the craziest question.
Automatically possible model.
Do you model, Sasha? Answer the question. She's blushing.
Beep.
I've learned so
anyways,
much since these days.
Disregard, it was a boring pickup line. Guys, do not ever send this to women or other men. We've talked quite a lot on Tinder. Like, I'm looking through, yeah, a lot. And as always, I was the one who sent you long messages.
A lot. Yeah. It was a good back and forth.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, you're very intelligent.
I mean, a relationship was developed. You're both here right now.
Hey, but it didn't work out between us. We met, and that's it.
We could talk about that.
No. Just a question about my profile. Did you find disconnect when you met me in real life?
No, it was... I got swept up in somebody else that I... Now, this is interesting.
Whoa,
this
thanks. My ego goes down even further.
And your libido.
There's nothing to do with you.
It's not existed at this point.
And this was definitely a huge learning experience in my life, but I felt like I fell in love at first sight with somebody, but it was at first sight on Facebook.
Did she have longer legs?
No. She's a musician, very spiritual, and all these things that I thought I just thought she was the perfect match.
Wait, I wasn't spiritual to you?
You are, actually, I think, and you like Black Sabbath and great music, so I really appreciate that.
Girls, Black Sabbath, love for Black Sabbath goes with spirituality, so
yes.
You gotta put it on your profile.
It might be a little dark spirituality, but...
You did not find... I'm just... Really, my ego is going down right now. I need to stop it.
No, I want to explain this. It's nothing to do with you. You can almost fall in love with the perception of... that someone puts out there on social media. Because I have a song, real quick. I just want to say this. My latest song, I have a chorus that goes... it's hard with the music, but I'll...
you have 2 seconds.
Who we are is not who we seem to be on these screens that steal our humanity and a fantasy that we perceive to be true. When in reality, you need a new job, you need a new life, you need an apartment, you need a sharp knife, you need a lot less than you think you do. All you need is you. And that was a song I wrote after this calamity I went through with said person I thought was my soulmate. Because you can get... You can fall in love with who you think someone is before you even meet them, and then you meet them and you still have this idea of who they are,
right?
And you're thinking, yes, this is who I want to be with. Like, I'm gonna make this my girlfriend, and I fought for that and I did that. But just can I go through the story real quick? The day. Like a month into it, the day that she said, I asked her to be exclusive, the day we made that happen, I was thrilled. The next day, it was the middle of that blizzard in January, I got her to like get stuck with me in the blizzard kind of thing. the next day,
that's kind of tragic.
As guys do, you know, 3-day blizzard. All right, who are we gonna trap here? But no.
Did you guys listen to Black Sabbath and read books during those 3 days?
Snowblind, Black Sabbath. I don't know. I'm just.
Anyways, what's your story? So
the next day, I'm shoveling my car out for like 2 hours. She didn't help. Whatever. she walks. She comes down and walks off. Goes home. Doesn't explain it. Won't give me a kiss goodbye or anything. And like, cuts me off completely. That's the thing with social media now. Besides your phone number, you can block someone on everything, and. Like, this was somebody.
Why do you think she did that? What happened those 3 days?
I found out later that while I was shoveling snow, she's in my room looking at my computer, which I left on, or whatever. Like, it's my fault that she's going through it. And
did she find a lot of porn there? Like,
no, she found on Facebook messages to other girls, but.
Okay, Michael. Sorry, but that's kind of a legit
from
reason.
Before,
no.
No, listen. From before I even met her. Because I was so locked into this girl and winning her over and everything that I wasn't even, and I'm like, I'll flirt. I think flirting's healthy. It's been a lesson I've already learned in life. I had a relationship where that was already an issue, and it is an issue. I think people have to be a little more lenient of like, you know, sometimes people just flirt or give someone a compliment to like blow off steam to like, it's a healthy thing to flirt. I just want to promote flirting. But anyway,
I think I agree.
Yeah, but this was she turned out to be kind of like a head case, you know, like she blocked me from everything. She used blocking to manipulate me. She would block me for a few days on everything and then text me randomly and be like, I miss my friend. And then we'd start hanging out again.
Oh, boy. Hey, lady who blocked Michael, if you're listening to RadioForBrooklyn.com, please call in at 718-928-9732 and tell us the real story. Dustin, do you think that we should be using online dating sites just to meet people and kind of quickly move on into real life meeting to figure out whether or not we want to continue, or... you see internet and online dating platforms as kind of a separate medium to start developing the relationship? Like, how fast, answering your question, I want you to answer your question.
You want me to answer my question.
How fast do you want to, yes, progress from online realm into the offline?
Yeah, I don't have it figured out. Like, I don't have the algorithm figured. I do know that... I listen to like my mind and my heart, and then I move forward with people. I don't know that there's a certain time frame. I think that it's better to meet a person earlier than later. Only because I guess in like a past experience where we did end up in a relationship, we spoke because of distance for like 3 months before we actually met. And throughout those 3 months, like he legitimately became my friend. I stopped seeing him as like this sex object. He just became like my friend, and that kind of made me wary going forward. Like, oh, I don't need to speak with you too long because something else can potentially develop. But then who's to say that those 3 months couldn't have turned into like, oh my god, I'm falling in love with you over these 3 months. I think that us trying to figure it out is probably the bigger problem than like, I think that's the issue. It's nothing to figure out. You feel things just like in real life. When you meet people, you feel it out. And you know when it's right or when it's wrong. And you can play this game where you're fooling yourself into like coming up with this imaginary picture that you're not, when you're not actually seeing the truth of what's in front of your face. But to me, this kind of works like life. It's just a tool to like make things more accessible. Like you get to meet people that you would not have met because you weren't at that bar at that time. And so it like lose some of the romanticism in that. It's not like the Sex and the City Carrie Bradshaw story, so it may not look as good on film, but actually now it kind of looks good on film. People are using a lot of like swiping in films and stuff such now. I don't know. I just don't think that there's a way to do it. You do it. You figure it out. Listen to yourself.
So would you say then when you, let's say, log in on OkCupid or Tinder, okay, do you always have the same intentions? Let's say you're bored, you're looking for a
I'm not looking for shit. I log in rolling my eyes from like the beginning. I walk in kind of like, oh my God, what is this? And then every once in a while, there's a guy who gets it. And then I feel like I get it with them. Ooh, a phone call.
Hello. This is What Is Love with Sasha Sugar. Who am I having pleasure of speaking with?
This is Kevin Kino.
Hello, Kevin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
A bit nervous, but doing good. I have great guests in my studio. One has a great experience with online dating. The other one has a terrible experience with online dating. What do you got?
I have mostly good. I've had very few bad. And the last really long-term relationship I had came from online dating. It was about 3.5 years I was with somebody that I met from online dating. I think it's a great tool. I started using it a long time ago, but I moved to New York City and it was a good way to like meet people, and it worked really well for that.
So were you trying to just meet new people to hang out with, or you intentionally wanted to find a potential soulmate and the love of your life?
If I'm being honest, I was equally interested in hooking up with people, like just casual dating, and then kind of open to a more serious relationship. And I think once I moved to New York City, I don't think I did casually date anyone. I think the first person that I met from online dating, I ended up staying with for 3.5 years.
The first person?
What's that?
The first person? You haven't planned around until you met your girlfriend? That was the first contact on Tinder? Is that correct?
It was the first one after moving to New York. I lived in Pittsburgh before that, and I'd been using online dating for about a year and a half before that. And actually, in Pittsburgh, it was almost exclusively like casual dating. Like, I never did meet anybody serious there. But New York City, it was right away. The person that I met, it was like a really high percentage matchup, and we had a lot of things in common, and then talked really well like through emails. So I had a good sense of it before I met her in person that, you know, it would probably be like more than a casual thing, and it was.
So you guys, you interacted a lot online before you met in real life, or how did this happen? And also, which app did you use?
It was OkCupid.
Okay, so you already knew a little bit about her before approaching her, because on Tinder it's really just two lines and photos.
Yeah, we realized we had similar interests, similar tastes in art and music and movies, and we went to like this weird small theater, which a lot of people wouldn't have been into, and she was interested in doing that, and the movie was terrible, but we thought it was funny and had a good time anyways. But yeah, we interacted a bit online. It wasn't like a lot. It was like a few emails before meeting up in person.
Okay, so you think that it's better first to learn more about the person as much as possible to... Actually, why do we need to do that? Were you kind of hoping that you'd fall in love enough online, and then when you meet offline, it's already kind of done deal. You're already full in love and there is no way back. Or it was just a natural thing to do to communicate online first before proceeding into a real life meeting?
For me, online is much better, especially with the way these apps are now formatted. For example, I don't want to date like a really religious person, and I can just screen that out online, you know?
Yeah,
they kind of give people a questionnaire before you ever meet them, whereas if I meet somebody at a bar or any kind of social event, I have to spend time with them and, you know, maybe ask them very direct questions about their beliefs and their life and whatever before actually getting to know some of these things. On an online app, I don't even have to read the thing. A lot of times you can just tell it, like, I don't want people in my feed that are this or that, like if they're not very intelligent or religious.
Sorry for interruption, but don't you think it might actually read out the right person. Like, I read a story that one woman, she could not take smoking. And I know that religion and smoking is kind of different things, but it's a question about the filtering online. So she could not take smoking, and she was online. She was only looking for people who did not smoke. It was never luck. And then she met someone held at the library at her job, and they started hanging out, going on dates. They fell in love, and only after that she found out that the person was smoking. They still ended up being together. They married and lived happy life. But if she only used that filter of non-smokers online, she would have never met that person, her soulmate. So don't you think that those filters actually constrain our opportunities, our choices, our luck even in finding a soulmate, rather than enabling us to find the right person?
So you make a good point, and I think it's a tool. And I think in the example you just gave, the tool is not being used well. I think if the person knows him or herself very well, and I think down the road I would personally not get along with a very religious person. So that's one of the things I use with the tool. And in your example, the person was smoking, it's a good example of it screening out the wrong person. I think that could happen in real life, though. I think maybe if that girl saw somebody smoking in public and chose to not talk to them, she could have screened out the love of her life just as easily as...
So there is an element of fate and destiny in every love pursuit, I guess.
But seriously.
She learned to love the
astral. That's probably true.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Is there anything else you'd like to ask or tell while we have you on air on Radio Free Brooklyn?
Hi, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn misses you.
I'm good. I'm very pro dating apps, and I think people that don't use them for whatever reasons are getting left out. And more for me, better people for me.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your experience. Let me know when you're in town, and we'll grab a beer. Talk more about it. Thanks, Kevin.
Cool. I'll do it.
Bye-bye. And I wanted to devote a song to Kevin and the lucky girl that he was dating for 3 years. This song is called My Internet Girl. That's kind of what happened with Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we are back on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's What Is Love show with Sasha Sugar. If you have a last question or a story to share with us, please call in on 718-928-9732. Also, Radio Free Brooklyn is an independent, non-commercial, amazing radio station here in Bushwick, and we do need your support. Please go online on radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge and you'll be able to donate as much as you want, as much as you can. I mean, you all got an extra buck, but I'm not asking for extra buck. I'm asking for like extra $100 and $500 and $1,000. I'm just kidding. Not kidding. Give us as much as you can. We have a ton of amazing, interesting podcasts about anything, really anything. I'm sure you will find something for yourself if you're not interested in love, of course. But please go on Radio Free Brooklyn and show us some love. We only have a couple of minutes left. Otherwise, we'll be late. Haha, just played the language joke. And I think the last kind of question that I want to explore is, do you think that online dating and internet and technology has enabled the whole hooking up culture and made love kind of a casual thing? And coming out from this question, the question is about empowering women. So since now women don't really have a pressure to, they became more independent, they became more self-sufficient, they have great jobs, great careers, they have hobbies. Now they don't really have a need to get married as soon as possible and create families, and they can easily please themselves and satisfy their basic needs by going on Tinder. So I kind of want you to, Dustin and Michael, and my audience, to touch base on this, you know, hooking up, empowering, casuality, basic needs thing.
In 2.5 minutes.
I just want to say that I don't think that hookup culture really works. I mean, take your time and do it as much as you need to. Understand that it's potentially a phase. This is speaking from experience. I am not a proponent of it. I have caught myself hurt in it sometimes, and I've seen other people get hurt with me from it. So I'm just not a fan of it. But definitely, if you need to go out there and have some good sex, I do believe in really good, positive, safe sex. I believe in good sex.
Okay, guys, let's wrap up here. I'm going out right now.
Yeah, I think we're having more sex. We're hooking up with more people, but maybe it's a good thing and a bad thing, because you have, maybe it's affecting, like you were mentioning, women empowerment and everything. You do have to be careful. You're gonna go through a lot of turmoil and rough experiences, but all that makes you stronger. The thing I wanted to say is, I really think the philosophical question of our time with love is that, is there a little bit of love in that really, really good consensual sex?
There's something there.
And maybe there's a lot more love in your soulmate having wild spiritual sex or whatever that you eventually get to. There's different forms of, different amounts of love. I think the main thing is go forth and spread love and become love, stay love.
I think that's kind of how every show of mine is going to be ending. Let's go out and spread love. Spread love like hippies and 60s. Remember that call from Rakim that called in last time? It was pretty funny. Anyways, we only have 30 seconds left. Dusty, Michael, thank you so much for joining me today at What Is Love show on Radio Free Brooklyn. We were talking about digital love. I'll follow up with the theme for the next show on social media quite soon. Guys, we love you all. Go on Tinder, go on KCupid, have sex, have fun, find love.
And love yourself. Love yourself, please, first.
What is love? What is love?